Firstly, my dear friends, let us welcome back one who has been absent for a little while. Absent only in the physical, but not spiritually. Because, as you know, once connection has been made with us, then it is never broken. This applies to all those who are not here this evening also. You all, my dear friends, have become a spiritual union, a union that has become strengthened as time has continued. For this, we ask many blessings, that you may go forward and continue to grow individually in the most spiritual way that you can. Each one of you has no doubt given thought to your own mortality upon this earth. And of course, that is only human. But let me tell you, my dear friends, that this spiritual union will always form in times to come. That joining cannot be broken. This time I do not intend to speak with you too long, because of, as you know, there are many close by who are waiting to inspire you, to help you, to guide you. And unless you give of your time, they strive on occasions to get each one of you in that quiet time. So you see, when the opportunity is there for them, they cannot let it pass by. So this evening, my dear friends, you will, I am sure, feel an overshadowment of your spirit friends who wish to come close to you, to offer you guidance along your pathway, in order for you to continue growing. I will answer any questions you may have, and then I will leave you in the most capable hands of our dear lady friend. Have you any questions at this time?
George?
Oh, yes, I'm sure we have. Firstly, I'd like to say that we've had a reply back from Australia following our latest transcript, and the person concerned has been reading quite avidly and has quoted your words, Salimeth, back to me, which is from a previous occasion. So that is rather nice. I thought I'd like to mention that.
Yes. I did tell you there would be many links in other parts of your world on the subjects that we touch upon.
Yes.
And this, my dear friend, I am sure you have found to be so.
It is happening.
Yes.
Yes. I expect you know already, but I felt I'd like to mention it nonetheless.
And I give thanks to you for it. I am always happy to hear the words expressed, because I come to you to speak with you, with your earthly words, and it fills me with great joy to hear you use those earthly words, especially words of great love and comfort, which you do each time you come together. Each time you send your thoughts for those dear people in much need for healing. If only you could realize the joy that it brings, not only to me, who is the voice, but to those who stand close by you.
That's a good thought. Another we've heard back from has mentioned one named Louis Fernandez, a South American gentleman who also has had extraterrestrial communication and has written books about it. It's nice to know that this is also happening on the other side of our world. We have spoken about I think it's called multi-dimensional doorways. We have spoken about this in relation to the word escapes me for the moment. Bermuda Triangle. Yes, we spoke about Bermuda Triangle and a multi-dimensional doorway being there. And I think you said on that occasion that there are a number of such doorways about our planet. And in connection with Louis Fernandez's work, there would appear to be one, the pre-Incan doorway of the sun near Lake Titicaca. That would seem to be another. Would you wish to speak at all on this? Are you able to confirm any of this to us?
I will confirm only that there are many of these doorways, as you put it simply. There is much still for your men of the earth to learn. And at this particular time, it is not necessary for us to enter into the complexity of the universes. It is enough, my dear friends, that the knowledge is reaching people who are ready to receive. That is what is important. The fact that you can join together and compare, I believe you would say notes on these things, is sufficient for this time.
Yes, it's certainly nice to be able to compare notes.
Yes. But again, it is confirmation of the words we have brought to you.
Yes.
Yes. That is the important issue.
Yes. There has also been mention and connection, or mention of connection to the Great White Brotherhood. I imagine this is a human word.
Yes.
I have come across references to the White Brotherhood or Great White Brotherhood several times recently in my reading, and it would appear to be a much evolved group. I think way beyond Earth evolution.
And yes.
They are working for the good of the galaxy, our galaxy.
There has to, my friend, be those who are concerned with the well-being of many different planets. How else would it work? How else would this great creative force come into being unless there were those advanced beings within all of creation?
Yes. And there seem to be various categories or groups of advanced being.
Yes.
There are those from angelic realms such as yourself.
We have discussed this before. Of course, the angelic beings are of the higher order. But this is not something I wish to enter into with you at this time.
This great white brotherhood would seem to be a different order.
Yes.
Working to the same good.
It is a name that has been given to some of mankind in order for them to move forward and grow.
Yes.
Many names are given.
Yes, sir.
But names are irrelevant. It is the purpose behind them that
yes.
is of importance.
Another group which has been described as attached to or part of the White Brotherhood is the Ashtar Galactic Command, and this is a group with spaceships, and I think there have been many observations of their lights in the sky.
There are many goings on in and around your world. I have brought to you our dear friend Boniol.
Yes.
For you all to experience the mind connection.
Yes. We are so grateful for that.
Yes. That was to demonstrate to you that these things are possible. There is much that goes on that men in your world will dispute, will deny, or will accept and believe.
True, but a big factor today is that it's getting onto the internet.
Yes.
So that people can use the internet and make up their own
and minds. Use their minds to decide.
Yes.
That is the purpose. You can name many, many groups that are given to mediums on this earth plane. But, my dear friends, it is the purpose behind their being that is important. That is my message to you. You take what you can, you accept what you can, and you refute that which does not sit comfortably with you.
Yes, the great thing is to use our minds and be open mind.
Yes.
Because the truth doesn't change, it's only us that's going to change.
Yes. And what you do with that truth. Remember, the human makeup can be responsible for much twisting of words. So I would say only to you, my dear friends, that which I have always said, accept only what is acceptable to you. And that includes my own words.
Oh, which we accept so readily.
Don't have any problem accepting your words, I must say so.
No, it's strange how we've accepted all of what you've said, actually, and the same with accepting Boniol.
Because you are ready for the truth. But one man's truth is not another's.
No.
So now, my dear friends, I will leave you. I will take my leave at this time and allow those close to you to come even closer.
And let me thank you, Sanjay, for inspiring such a wonderful feeling of unity with us this evening.
There is a great unity. There is a great stillness. There is a great love which comes from this room. And I feel it so this time. So as I leave you, my dear friends, I give my thanks and my love to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, all.